The second ceremony, Gabriel. The nursery with Robert as before, but open-eyed, as fire comes through the door on tiptoe with a tray of fresh herbs, wild apples, a garlic clove, a nutmeg.
Child.
Lord?
Do you see me?
Yes, Lord.
So my twin's gift took. Today we must make haste to help our child develop taste. Now, child, lick the salts that season what wetly walls you in, and with that, reason.
Lord, I take it in. I make sense of it.
Dear unborn, you have been thoroughly schooled, and the other meaning of this new sense is yours to apply. One, no dynamics simply for the thrill of them. Two, keep entrenched the clean, calm harmonics of heaven. Three, bring to your art the clarifying salt you now taste, and you will please our God.
Lord, I obey.
And child, develop a taste for the ice, that cold absolute which tinkling in your wine helps make its intoxicant twice as potent in the heat of too much life.
Lord, ice it is.
So, on the morrow with a pat, my Emmanuel brings you that most gratifying of the senses. There, greet your friends and taste their air.
Exit. In Robert's portrait now, a sheen of lethe spreading wipes the flat lips clean.
Sirs, he called for a sugar lump as antidote to the salt lick. Then, sightless clap, soundless hands, fetch me the peacock. And off they flew.
Uni, is he limping? Has he changed?
He comes to my mind each day diminished, a little man made younger yet.
How lonely you, how lonely we'll all be.
You'll have the peacock still, and Eunice.
The next day.
Sirs, he will leave us?
Yes, you didn't know. DJ, it's dawning on him only now. Uni is stunned. The cup looks for a place, some corner of the board to hide its face. Then with
the light, oh!
Stumbles from the room.